Thank you, Dave. Welcome to Canton High School, Canton, Missouri, where the Knox County Lady Eagles, who are seated fourth in Class 1 District 9, will take on the Marion County Lady Mustangs. They come into tonight's record with tonight's game with a record of 8-8. Knox County is 7-15. First, we'll read off the Knox County sponsors. The Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, Missouri, C&R Markets, Edina and Cahokia, Cardwell Lumber Company, south of Edina, by the Citizens Bank of Edina, by the Edina Sentinel, by Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, by Knox County Dental, by the Knox County Health Department, Home Health Agency in Edina, by the Knox County R1 Schools, by the Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and by the Farm Shop in Edina. We have had weather that has just been as unpredictable as Missouri weather can get. It rained hard enough. They said they had 3 inches here in Canton just this morning. The grounds crew has done a tremendous job getting this field ready under the circumstances. Of course, yesterday they were not able to play at all, hardly anywhere. And so here at Canton, we're going to play today. The field looks great. The sky is blue, which is a good thing unless you're a corner outfielder. You're an outfielder, and that ball gets up there in that blue sky. That's what's called the high sky in baseball and softball termination. But this game is a 4-5 seed. It should be a very even ball game. Knox County has an awfully lot of good hitters. The Lady Mustangs are very athletic. This and their 8-8 record is one of the best records that Marion County has had for a good long time. So it looks like the officials are out there, and both teams are around their coaches. So why don't we go ahead and take a 30-second break, and then we'll come back with the starting lineups for today's game. This is KMEM Sports.
Low-cost to free health insurance is now available to more Missourians. That's right, the rules around Medicaid have changed, and you may be eligible for health insurance through MoHealthNet. So even if you looked before, check again. Health insurance through MoHealthNet covers doctor visits, dental care, prescription drugs, and more. Apply now or get free help signing up at covermissouri.org/help. Your health is worth it. Visit covermissouri.org/help. Powered by Missouri Foundation for Health.
Hi, I'm Adam. Lauren, my wife, was having trouble moving. Then her speech was slurred and her face drooped. A stroke seemed so unlikely. She was only 30. I had to react immediately. I called 911 and Lauren quickly received medical attention. Now we don't take anything for granted, especially spending time together as a family. Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke. Visit strokeawareness.com.
Sponsored by Genentech and NAEMT.
Back at Canton High School, the Canton Lady Tiger coach Sierra Mackey is coming out with her lineup. And why don't we quickly give you the starting lineup for the Marion County Lady Mustangs. Starting at third base is Carissa Kennedy. Starting at catcher is Delaney Strauss. Batting third and playing center field is Riley Donna. Batting in at first base is Abby Drebenstedt. Shaylee Westone is playing right field. Olivia Wood is playing left field for Canton. Madison Stewart is the second baseman for the Lady Tiger, or for the Lady Mustangs. Tristan Holt is the shortstop and pitching for the Marion County Lady Mustangs is Haley Keelholz. The Mustangs are coached by head coach Sierra Mackey, And the assistant coaches are Tara Mackey and Ryan Wood. So we'll go ahead and give you the lineup for the Knox County Lady Eagles, who will be the home team on the scoreboard here tonight. Jennifer Hinkle is playing third base for Knox County. Daniela Dooley will pitch for the Lady Eagles. Dooley is a senior, and she will bat second. Brianna Miller, a junior, is the second baseman. Taylor Walker, the other Knox County senior. The Lady Eagles have two seniors on their team. Taylor Walker is the catcher. Bayla Miller is batting fifth and playing left field. Briston Miller is playing first base for the Knox County Eagles. Shaylee Zuccherini is playing in right field. Bailey Bowen is playing center field. And Agnes Reel is the shortstop for Knox County. And, of course, Haley Keelholz will be pitching for the Marion County Lady Mustangs. The public address announcer is giving the starting lineups for Knox County. The Marion County Mustangs have already been introduced. And as soon as the starting lineups are introduced, we will stand and respect the national anthem, and then we'll take one more fast 30-second break, and then we'll be back with the first pitch. And now our national anthem. Spangled Banner has been played at Marion County, at Canton High School. The Marion County Lady Mustangs and Knox County Lady Eagles will take the field, and we'll be back in 30 seconds with the first pitch. This is KMEM Sports.
Role models are more important than ever in today's society. You can serve as a role model for others the next time you display good sportsmanship at a high school athletic event. Good sports are winners and are also vital to preserving our fine sports traditions. So the next time you attend a sporting event, remember to be a good sport and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Hi, this is Preston Sanchez, and on behalf of the Scotland County R1 School District, I'd like to encourage you to put on your blue and white and attend the Scotland County Games and other school-related activities. Student-athletes work hard in preparation for each game. As a student-athlete, I appreciate the support that the school district, Board of Education, faculty, and staff gives us. And I'd like to say thanks to our coaching staff, cheerleaders, and band members who are there cheering us on at each game. Go Tigers!
Your local volunteer fire department routinely answers the call, whether it be a fire, traffic accident, or a cat stuck in a tree. But because of declines in memberships, departments have become understaffed. Your local volunteer fire department desperately needs you. Can you direct traffic, install a smoke alarm, help at a fundraiser? No matter what skills you have, you can make a difference. You don't have to fight fire to be a volunteer. Will you answer the call? For more information on how you can help, visit the Volunteer Firefighter Alliance at supportvfa.org.
back at Canton High School, the Knox County Lady Eagles have taken the field. Daniela Dooley is warming up, throwing the softball to catcher Taylor Walker. As we go look around the horn defensively, Jen Hinkle will play third base. Agnes Reel is the shortstop. Brianna Miller is playing second base. Briston Miller is playing first. In the outfield, Bayla Miller is in left field. Bailey Bowen is in center. And Shaylee Zuccherini will play right field. Again, just absolutely beautiful. You could not ask for better Northeast Missouri weather. Bright sunshine. It is really nice. The officials for tonight's game are Stacy Taylor and home plate umpire Trent Crenshaw. Fastball for a ball. And it's a little bit difficult to see the scorebook, so I'm going to have to keep really good track. And we've got strike two, the umpire says. Carissa Kennedy is batting. Daniela Dooley in the circle for Knox County. Taylor Walker gives the sign. Dooley winds, fires, pop up down the first base line and just out of the reach of Shaylee Zuccherini. So, Trent Crenshaw takes another ball out to the circle. Carissa Kennedy leading off the ball game, the third baseman for Marion County. The wind, the pitch, it's low for a ball. And again, I'm having a really tough time seeing the scoreboard. I think it is 2-2 is count. It is 2-2. The wind, the pitch, fastball, ground ball, base hit. Base hit past the shortstop. So Marion County has the first person on base here tonight. Now batting for Marion County is the catcher, Delaney Strauss. Kennedy watching. And first pitch is high for a ball. And pitcher winds, fires low. Catcher tries to pick off the runner, didn't get it done. Sit down there if you want. Knox County scorekeeper Kim McKay Hinkle, one of the great athletes in Knox County's history in her own right. Ground ball to shortstop. Throws to the second baseman, Miller, for the force out. Strauss reaches on a fielder's choice. One out on a 6-4 put out. So Riley Donis will bat. Donis is the center fielder. Delaney Strauss is the base runner. First pitch is a fastball low. Ball one. One out, first inning. Runner on first base for Marion County. Dooley winds, Dooley fires. Ground ball to second base. And she throws to the shortstop. And the umpire rules that Strauss is out for the second out. So Donis gets on base with a fielder's choice. And batting next for Marion County, the cleanup batter, Abby Drebenstedt. First pitch low for a fastball. Ball one. Everybody Those first pitch strikes are huge in softball, baseball, whatever. You always want to stay ahead on that count. Winds, fires, and a foul ball at the feet of the catcher. That's a strike. 1-1 is your count. Two outs in the first inning of action. District tournament, Class 1, District 9 between Knox County and Marion County. Ground ball, it goes foul. So the count now goes to 1-2. Teams playing on pretty even terms so far. Wines fires, hard hit ball into center field. Bowen fields it. She throws it to third base, and the runner advances on the throw, and she's safe. So Drebenstedt gets credit for a single. She takes second on the throw. Donis goes to third base. There are two outs in the inning. So batting now for Marion County is Shaylee Whetstone, the right fielder. Dooley winds. Dooley pitches. Good pitch. Fastball low. Swinging strike. There's that first pitch strike. Marion County threatening now. They have runners on second and third base with two outs. And a swing and a foul. Another fastball, 0-2 count now on Shaylee Whetstone. Daniela Dooley has the advantage in the circle. Two runners on base, no runs scored so far. Whetstone at the plate. Wine fires. High pop fly to the second baseman. And the ball is caught for the final out. So in the first inning for Marion County, no runs on two hits, no errors, two people left on base. Brianna Miller was the person that made that play, ending the top half of the first inning. And for Knox County, Jennifer Hinkle, Daniela Dooley, and Brianna Miller will come up to bat. Some of the sponsors for tonight's game is the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, the C&R Supermarket in Edina and Cahokia, and the Cardwell Lumber Company, located south of Edina. Haley Keelholz is warming up now for Marion County. Hinkle standing over here in the on-deck circle getting ready to bat. For Marion County, the third baseman is Carissa Kennedy. Kristen Holt is playing shortstop. Madison Stewart is playing second base. Abby Drebenstedt is playing first base. Olivia Wood is in left field. Riley Donath is in center. Shaylee Whetstone is in right. Whetstone is in right field. Delaney Strauss will catch, and Haley Keelholz toes the circle for Marion County.
Jennifer, be sure you get his attention before.
Jen Hinkle bats, standing in from the left side. The umpire gives his permission to go. Swing and a foul. 0-1 is the count. No score in the bottom of the first inning. Knox County's number one batter at the plate in the order, Jen Hinkle. Keelholz looks in for a sign. Fastball, she grounds the ball right straight to first base. And the first baseman, Drebenstedt, fields the ball for the out. So there is one out in the bottom of the first inning for Knox County. And now Daniela Dooley will bat, the senior pitcher for Knox County. Keelholz. Wines, fires. Low, called a strike. Pitch was right on the knees. Good call by the home plate umpire. Keelholz pitches. Hard hit, ground for drive into the outfield. And Danielle Adule reaches base with a single. So Marion County had a single in the first inning. And now Knox County answers with one. Danielle Adule will run on first base. And Brianna Miller, the second baseman, the number three batter in the Knox County order, is at the plate. Right-handed batter up there. Right-handed pitcher winds. She throws. That ball, I believe, was a ball high. Keelholz now gets back on the rubber. She winds. She fires. That pitch is a strike. So I believe it's a 1-1 count. Again, it's very difficult to see through the fence. Just kind of got an odd angle. Now that doesn't hurt. Kim Hinkle says the sun's in my eyes, and it is. So there's two balls and one strike on Miller. Miller swings, fouls the ball straight back. So now it's 2-2, one out. Runner on first base, that's Danielle Adule for Knox County. Haley Keelholz, the pitcher for Marion County. Keelholz looks in. Now a hard hit ball to the third baseman. She threw it into the outfield. And somehow or another, Danielle Adule got off the base. And fortunately, if you are a Knox County fan, she made it back. I thought she was going to make it in there. That, and I'm sure, if I know Daniela, that is one of the smartest people on that field. She had a reason for what she was doing. But at any rate, that was a base hit for Brianna Miller. Taylor Walker is batting for Knox. Runners on first and second base with one out in the first inning, no score. First pitch is high for a ball. Walker stands in. Keelholz goes on the rubber. She winds. She fires. Swinging a foul back. So Taylor Walker has a count now of 1-1 against her. Knox County's cleanup batter. Runners on first and second base. Dooley and Brianna Miller.
Come on, Taylor.
1-1 is your count. I think your pitcher wanted another sign, and she got a good pitch. Fastball, threw it right by the batter. So Taylor Walker now facing a 1-2 count. So Keelholz has the edge here. And I think they're going to throw a fastball and try to get her to go fishing, and they did. Ball two. Good, smart pitch in that situation. Now it's 2-2. So I doubt very seriously if the Marion County hurler Keelholz wants to go to a full count. And she did. Threw a low fastball. So now Taylor Walker has worked the count full. Of course, you listen to people like Matt Carpenter that take a lot of pitches. And that's what Walker has done in this at-bat. And Walker swings right through it and strikes out. Good pitch that time by Haley Keelholz. So now batting for for Knox County is Bayla Miller. She is the left fielder here tonight. And Keelholz now has a chance to get out of this inning without scoring. Of course, if you're a Knox County fan, you don't exactly want that to happen. Swing and a foul back. Pretty darn good crowd here for a 4 o'clock ball game through the work week. Have to remember, there's a lot of people that are still at work right now. Of course, the organizers have done what they had to do to try to get these games in. Next pitch is low for a ball. So Bayla Miller looking now to get the big hit to try to put a run on the board for Knox County. Pitcher fires, throws the ball really high. Catcher did a good job. Delaney Strauss, a great athlete from Marion County, went up and took that ball. Just kind of snatched it out of the air. So Bayla Miller looking. High fastball once again. And I think that counts 3-1. That's what it is. 3-1 is your count. Bayla Miller now going to look for something she can drive. The wind, the pitch, swing and a foul. So now, if this were baseball where you could take a lead off, it's a 3-2 count with two outs. Your runners could run with the pitch, but they have to wait, I believe, until the ball crosses the plate before they can do that. So Keelholz looks in. Miller looking for a pitch, and she pops the ball up. The catcher takes the ball for the third out. So high pop-up, and both pitchers got out of a tough situation in the first inning. So, for Knox County in the first inning, no runs on two hits, no errors, and two people left on base. So, after one full inning of play at Canton High School, the game is scoreless. Some Knox County sponsors, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Edina Sentinel, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Edina, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis, Missouri, and the Knox County Dental Service. Good even ball game, just kind of like what most people would think of a 4-5 seed game. Marion County is no slouch. This is probably one of the best Marion County teams that they've had for a long time. And, of course, I think it was 2017 or 2018, Knox County went to the state tournament in softball, and they got third in the state. Northeast Missouri softball, one of the strongest of all of the high school sports. So, for Marion County, Olivia Wood will lead off here in the second inning. No score. Daniela Dooley on the hill. Olivia Wood, the left fielder, right-handed batter up there. Fastball for a strike. Dooley gets ahead on the count. Wood with an 0-1 count. Dooley winds. She fires ground ball to the second baseman. Miller throws the ball to Miller. Brianna Miller throws the ball to Briston Miller. And there's one out in the top of the second. Now batting for Marion County is the second baseman, Madison Stewart. First pitch is a fastball low. fast ball for a strike. It's Dooley. And, of course, you've got the additional challenge now. You got to spell the game, the players' names right in the newspaper. But here you've got to what a nice play at second base. You got to say their names right, too, and I get the same chance to either do it right or not. Again, Brianna Miller throws the ball.
Miller to Miller.
And I believe Bryson Miller. Briston. I'll get it eventually. There are several players on this team with very similar names. So it is a challenge to announce for this team, no matter how well you know, think you know them. Holt is the batter, and she hits the ball right up the middle. Miller to Miller again, second base, first base. That's three outs. The same two people fielded the softball both times for Knox County. 1-2-3, 4-3, 4-3, 4-3. So, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. So, after an inning and a half, midway through the second inning, there is no score with Knox County coming to bat. And Briston Miller, and again, like I said, I'm used to spelling this stuff in the newspaper, okay? But saying it on the radio is a whole different challenge. So, at any rate, if these people's parents and their families could bear with me for just a little bit. And again, if you're a Knox County fan, hopefully this is not the only game that KMEM is going to broadcast of Knox County today. And that is absolutely nothing against Marion County or their kids. So batting first for Knox County is Briston Miller, the first baseman, right-handed batter. And she hits a hard line drive right over the head of the right fielder. And Miller is going to second base with a double. A good hard hit by Briston Miller. Nice job. She picked a fastball out, and she drilled it to right field. Good job of going with the pitch for the Knox County first baseman. And here comes freshman Shaylee Zuccherini. And let's see if she can move that runner over by hitting the ball to the right side. First pitch is a fastball for a strike. Now, of course, Marion County is automatically going to dial it up with that runner in scoring position. Nobody out here in the second inning in district softball. And the ball popped up, and Delaney Strauss just couldn't find it. And anybody who is caught will understand that. You try to get that mask off, and in the process of getting the mask off, then you lose track of the ball a lot of the time. Sometimes you just take a couple of steps and hope the heck that's where the ball is. And the ball hit the ground, and Zuccherini has another life. And I believe that was a ball outside. So Shaylee Zuccherini looking to get hit off Haley Keelholz here in the second inning with a runner on second base and nobody out. Winds, fires, and Zuccherini fields the ball, or hit fouls the ball off. She fouled the ball off to the right side. So I believe she's got two strikes on her now. And one ball, according to the scoreboard. and Keel Holtz wipes the ball off. She's got two strikes on the batter now. And she winds, she fires, and the batter put the ball in play, hit it to the right side. Good ball. Good softball for Shaylee Zuccherini. She moved that runner. So a very good job of fundamental softball, fundamental baseball by Knox County. You don't see that nearly often enough in today's game. Good job, Shaylee Zuccherini. And a good job by Bowen to advance, or Miller to advance. So now Bailey Bowen, that's who I was looking at when I was talking, was Bailey Bowen, who is a left-handed batter. Now she's looking to drive that run in to either get a long fly ball or a base hit. Swing and a foul. So Keel Holes can throw. She's got some hump on her fastball. Bowen now. 1-1, I believe, is the count. Wind the pitch outside. 21, 2-1 count.
Come on, Bailey.
Bailey Bowen, Knox County's outstanding center fielder, stands in from the left side. Now Keel Holtz gets on top of the rubber. And a hard hit ball, and here comes the runner, and she's going to score. Good base running. Outstanding base running by Miller. She took off just as soon as that kid hit the ball. And the runner going to the plate distracted the third baseman, and that got Bailey Bowen on base, probably with an error. But in any event, it doesn't make any difference. Knox County's got a run. And Agnes Reel is batting now for the Lady Eagles with a runner on first. That's Bailey Bowen.
Don't help her out now. Don't need everything.
So Agnes Reel, the Knox County shortstop, stands in against Keel Holes. Knox County now leading 1-0 with some great fundamental softball. Pitch was high and outside.
Hands high the whole time, no problem.
So Reel has a good eye on that one. Keel Holes looks on now. She's going to throw to Delaney Strauss high. And I think it is 2-1. 21's the count. One batter out. Runner on first, Knox County leading by a run. And that was a good pitch. Strike call. That pitch was right on the corner. It probably was not one that Reel could have handled very well. So she had a strike, and she was smart enough to take it. You don't have to swing at every ball, even if they are in the strike zone. But now you do because you got two strikes. And she strikes out. That was still a good at-bat, despite the outcome.
Come on, Ben. Jennifer, you can do it.
So,
number one batter, dude.
Now Jen Hinkle comes to the plate with a runner on first and two out. Keel Holtz gets on top of the rubber. She winds, she fires. Hard hit ball, but it went right straight up in the air. And the third baseman, Carissa Kennedy, fields it for the final out. So, in the second inning, Miller scores the first run of the game for Knox County. Had one run on one hit, one error, and one person left on. So why don't we go ahead after the second full inning and take one of our Missouri State High School Activities Association commercial spots. This is KMEM Sports.
Whether it's balls and strikes, fouls or flags, your referees and game officials are a vital part of high school athletics. If you've ever tried your hand at officiating, you know how hard these men and women work, and you certainly know that they would never miss a call intentionally. Keep these things in mind as you attend sporting events. After all, respecting officials and authority figures is one of the most valuable lessons that we could teach our students. This message has been brought to you by your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association.
Back at Canton High School, Knox County has taken a 1-0 lead over the Marion County Lady Mustangs. So Haley Keelholz, the number 9 batter, the pitcher, will lead off here in the third inning against Daniela Dooley. The Lady Eagles have a little confab out on the mound. Of course, the scouting report for this batter may indicate that she bunts. So let's see. Let's see what Knox County does. They're in at the corners, and she is going to bunt. And the ball goes behind the plate, foul. So that was a strike because she did strike at the ball and make contact. So Keelholz with an 0-1 count, Daniela Dooley pitching for Knox County. Carissa Kennedy on deck for Marion County. Dooley winds, fires. The batter was acting like she was going to bunt again, and she pulled the bat back and took the pitch for a ball. So we have a 1-1 count. First batter of the Marion County third inning, the top of the third. Fastball is a strike. And that strikeout. That was a strikeout. First batter strikes out looking. So that's one out, Carissa Kennedy. Kennedy had hit her first time up. She swings and misses. So Kennedy chokes up on the bat. At least an inch or so. You don't see that very often these days either. And she hits the ball to center field. And a nice catch by Bailey Bowen. And I don't know how many times I've seen her do that. An outstanding center fielder. The Edina Sentinel, which is a proud sponsor of Knox County Softball on KMEM, has our share of really good pictures of Bowen catching that ball out center field. First pitch to Delaney Strauss is a foul ball. So there's two outs in the first inning. Knox leading 1-0. Dooley fires Delaney Strauss at the plate. Strauss hit into a fielder's choice her first time up. Knox County playing standard depth in the infield. Ground ball to Hinkle. Hinkle to Miller. That's an out. So that retires the side. 5-3 on the putout. So in the third inning, for Marion County, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. The Lady Mustangs have went down in order the last two innings. And so after 2.5 innings of softball from Canton High School, Knox County is leading 1-0. A few more Knox County sponsors are the Knox County Health Department, Home Health Agency in Edina, the Knox County R1 Schools, the Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the farm shop in Edina. Haley Keelholz will face Daniela Dooley leading off the Knox County third inning. Of course, Lady Eagles leading by one run here at district softball in Canton. The winner of this game will play. They will set out a game, and because of the weather, they will play the Canton Lady Tigers, who are top seeded, number one team ranked in class 1A in Missouri. And Daniela Dooley stands in. Haley Keelholz looking. Marion County playing back on the infield. Dooley looks on. She checks her swing. Ball was high. Fastball high. 1-0 is the count. First batter of the Knox County third inning is Daniela Dooley. Keelholz winds, fires, high pitch. Again, probably trying to get the Knox County batter to go fishing. Daniela Dooley singled her first time up and advanced to second base. So now Daniela probably would like to go a little farther, and she hits the ball right by the second baseman. That is a base hit. Number one, she didn't touch the ball. Number two, that ball was smoked. So a base hit, Daniela Dooley, second of the ball game. And now Brianna Miller coming to the plate. Brianna Miller got a base hit her last time up as well in the first inning. And Daniela Dooley stands on first base with nobody out and her team leading by a run in the third inning. First pitch was a strike. Down at the knees. So the count is 0-1 on Brianna Miller with Daniela Dooley on first. Haley Keelholz looks on. She winds. She fires. Change up goes foul. Ball was struck fairly well. But the ball rolled into foul territory and went into the outfield. So, of course, that is a strike. 0-2 is the count. Runner on first, Brianna Miller at the plate. Number three batter in the Knox County order. We'll see what Keelholz decides to do. She throws the low pitch. Pitchers don't like getting beat on 0-2 pitches. So now the count is 1-2. They, in the parlance of the game, that's called wasting a pitch. And Miller looks. And the ball was a good pitch, but it was inside. Another good call by the home plate umpire, who is doing a very good job behind the plate. 2-2 is the count. Nobody out. Runner on first base in the bottom of the third. And Miller fouled off a pitch that was too close to take. So Miller spoiled a very good offering by Haley Keelholz. And I believe we are talking about a 2-2 count here. Nobody out. Runner on first. Keelholz winds. Keelholz fires. Strike out. She threw that pitch right by her. Good pitch that time by Keelholz. So here comes Taylor Walker. Both the Knox County seniors in this play. Walker batting and Daniela Dooley on first base. Keelholz winds, fires. She fouls the ball off. And ball goes out of play. That is a strike. So, Keelhole's doing a good job throwing strikes. Dooley did a nice job getting the bat on the ball for an Ox County hit. Swing and a foul. Another good pitch by Keelhole. Bayla Miller on deck for Knox County. One down in the bottom half of inning three. 1-0 Knox County. Keelhole's looking for a sign. Now she gets it. Now she pitches. Another foul. Taylor Walker doing a good job of guarding the plate. Fouling off some good pitches. Keelhole's trying to set down the Knox County cleanup batter for the second out. And, of course, Taylor Walker wants none of that. She wants to get a hit and hopefully drive in a run or two. Keelhole's winds. Keelhole's fires. That pitch is low. Good idea that time by Keelhole's. Tried to get Walker to chase. And Taylor Walker is also one of the smartest people on that field with the career desire of becoming an attorney. And here comes Knox County's coach, Lauren Dale, wanting to speak to the home plate umpire. And, of course, Lauren Dale was a college softball pitcher. She won 56 ball games for Truman State University. So Lauren Dale is very, very much, you know, knowledgeable about pitching. And the umpire and the coach are still discussing the situation. The Marion County coach came out to talk to her pitcher. So the umpires are now conferring. And here comes Marion County's coach out of the dugout. And she's interested in what's going on out there. And the home plate umpire, Trent Crenshaw, is going to go back over and talk to Lauren Dale once again. And, of course, the umpires and the coaches, even on the major league level, don't exactly come over to the media and talk about what they're discussing. Let's put it that way. And now Delaney Strauss throws a couple of game balls back to her dugout. And now it looks like that we're ready to go. Taylor Walker at the plate. One out, runner on first. Now we're back in action, and a ground ball to the third baseman. And she throws the ball to first base. That was Kennedy throwing the ball to Drebenstedt for the second out. The runner, Daniela Dooley, advancing to second base. So two outs, 5-3 on the putout, and Bayla Miller bats for Knox County. Miller popped out to the catcher her first time up. Fastball is low. I think that was a ball, and it was. 1-0 is your count. Runner on second. Now she throws the ball by the catcher. Good job of base running by Daniela Dooley. Good recognition to advance on a wild pitch. And that gives Knox County a lot better chance to score, having that runner on third base, even with two outs. You don't often see balks in fast-pitch softball, but a balk would score this run, a hit, an error probably. A wild pitch, a passed ball, and the ball is grounded right back to the pitcher, and she throws the ball to Drebenstedt at first base for the third out. So 1-3 on the putout. Good job that time by Marion County, keeping Knox County from scoring a run in the third inning. So Knox County gets no runs, one hit, and no errors, and one person left on base. So after three complete innings of play, the Knox County Lady Eagles lead the Marion County Lady Mustangs by a score of 1-0. Some Knox County sponsors for today's game: the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, Missouri, C&R Markets, Edina and Cahokia, by the Cardwell Lumber Company, Incorporated, south of Edina, Missouri. Knox County leading 1-0. Of course, all of these district games are elimination games. They're, you lose and your season is over with. You win in district softball or baseball or basketball or about anything else, and you survive and advance on to the next round. So that's what both these teams are here trying to do. For Marion County, Marion County has the heart of their order coming up. So Riley Donath, the center fielder, will bat. Donath reached base on a fielder's choice, her last bat. Donath, Drebenstedt, and Whetstone, the 3-4-5 batters, will hit for Marion County. Pitcher winds, fires, low fastball in the dirt for a ball. And that sun is starting to get good and low now. Right in the eyes of the people on this side. And the ball is hit to Brianna Miller, and she throws the ball to Kristen Miller for the first out. 4-3 on the putout. This is the top of the fourth inning. Abby Drebenstedt, the first baseman, is batting. Drebenstedt got a hit the last time. First pitch is a called strike. Daniela Dooley still on the mound. Dooley with one strikeout so far. Marion County has two hits in 3 1/3 innings. That pitch was fouled off. That's a strike. 0-2 count, one out in the fourth inning. So Dooley with the advantage. Dooley winds, Dooley fires, swing and a miss. She fooled that batter. Nice off-speed pitch for Daniela Dooley, who strikes out her second batter of the softball game. Now there's two outs. Shaylee Whetstone swings at a fastball and misses it. First pitch from Daniela Dooley. Whetstone hit a pop fly to the second baseman her last time up. And Dooley tries to get her to go fishing, and she says, no, I don't think I want to swing at that. Pitch was over her head. Good job by the batter. And a good pitch that time. Maybe one of the best she's thrown all day. Fastball low in the dirt and just totally fooled the batter. And Daniela Dooley now looking to strike out her second batter in a row. Dooley winds. Dooley fires, and they hit the ball to Hinkle. Hinkle throws the ball to Miller. Good defense by Knox County. 5-3 on the putout. So, for the third inning in a row, Daniela Dooley has set down a very good hitting Marion County Lady Mustang batting order, 1-2-3. So, in the top of the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. So, we move into the Knox County fourth inning. And Briston Miller, Shaylee Zuccherini, and Bailey Bowen will bat as Knox County leads 1-0. Some of the Knox County sponsors for today's game, the Citizens Bank of Edina, the Edina Sentinel, Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency, Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. And by the Knox County Dental Group. So Briston Miller will bat in the fourth against Zucker, against Keelholtz. Keelholtz is pitching. Delaney Strauss, the catcher. And Shaylee Zuccherini on deck for Knox County. And they hit the ball, and it goes right back to the pitcher. And the pitcher throws the ball to the first baseman, and that's first out. So good fielding play by Keelholtz. Very solid with the softball. Threw the ball to Abby Drebenstedt for the out. So Shaylee Zuccherini stands in from the right side. Zuccherini made a very good play. The last inning, she hit a ball to the right side, advanced the runner. But now she wants to get on base for Knox County. First pitch is a ball. Of course, there are many, many ways to do that. She could draw a walk. She could hit the ball over the fence. She could do all kinds of things here. Fast ball and hits the ball line drive. Outside of the boundary of first base for a foul ball. Good swing that time by Zuccherini. Zuccherini in her first year of high school softball has gained some very valuable experience for Knox County. Pitcher, Keelholtz, winds, fires, good eye. Good eye by Zuccherini. She takes a pitch that there's no way in the world she's going to hit. So Shaylee Zuccherini, I think we've got a 2-1 count, one out in the fourth inning. And an outstanding at-bat so far by Zuccherini, and she had a really good at-bat her first time as well. So good, smart softball, the 3-1 count, and she could look for a certain pitch at a certain spot, and she must have got it because she swung and fouled the ball off. So now the count is 3-2, and the batter has to protect, and obviously the pitcher does not want to throw the ball outside of the strike zone, because Zuccherini has already showed her she's not going to swing at something, but it's a strike. So the pitcher with some heat on her to throw one here. So let's see what Zuccherini can do with it. And she swings and fouls the ball off. Ball goes out of play on the Marion County side. First base side. Marion County has a good contingent of fans here, just like Knox County does. Both schools and communities do a good job of supporting their teams. Full count. Something has to happen on this pitch. Fastball, and she puts it in play, and the second baseman throws it to first. That was Madison Stewart to Drebenstedt for the second out. So now Bailey Bowen coming to the plate, and Bowen grounded the ball to the third baseman. And I have no idea what anybody else did, but I thought the fielder should have had the ball and called it an error. Bailey Bowen swings and misses the first pitch. Bowen standing in from the left side. Strauss showing the ball in honor. Good pitch that time by the pitcher. Fast ball in the corner. Now it's an 0-2 count. Two outs in the fourth inning. Bowen looking at the mound. Keelholtz looking in for a sign. Now she gets it. Now she throws. High pitch. Wasted fastball. And Bowen stands in. Left-handed batter up there. Two outs. One and two count on the Knox County batter. Wine fires. Strike three. Good solid pitch by Haley Keelholz for an out. So Knox County goes down in order in their fourth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. And so after four complete innings from the Canton District Tournament, the Knox County Lady Eagles are leading by a 1-0 score. Why don't we, after the fourth full inning, why don't we go ahead and take a quick 30-second or minute commercial break and get some of the Mischa spots on the air. This is KMEM Sports.
Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. Because high school activities are about learning life values, your friends at this local radio station and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports a positive experience for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be preserving a proud tradition in the state of Missouri.
Back at I was going to say Knox County High School. No, I'd say we're about an hour away from there. Canton High School, district tournament action, Class 1, District 9, first round tournament action. And we have moved to the top half of the fifth inning. And Olivia Wood will bat, leading off for Marion County. Olivia Wood grounded to the second baseman, Brianna Miller, her last time up at the plate. And Wood is 0-for-1 right now for Marion County. Daniela Dooley winds, fires. First pitch is low, fastball. Dooley has set down the last nine batters in a row. Wood looks, and Wood grounds the ball foul. So Dooley gets her first strike of this at-bat. Marion County got two hits in the first inning, but haven't got a base runner since. Daniela Dooley pitching very well for Knox County. Jen Hinkle fielding. She throws to Miller at first base for the out. So one down, 5-3 on the putout. And Madison Stewart comes to the plate for Marion County. Madison Stewart, the second baseman. Stewart grounded out to Brianna Miller her last time up. First pitch is a strike. Very good job of pitching by Daniela Dooley, who has now set down 10 batters in a row. And a swing and a miss. The pitcher fooled the batter on that one. So it's an 0-2 count. Dooley winds. She throws the ball high. And the catcher didn't catch it cleanly, but it didn't make any difference on that play. It's a ball. 1-2 is the count. Wasted high outside fastball. Good pitch low in the dirt. And Madison Stewart did a nice job of not swinging at that. 2-2 is your count now. Tristan Holt is on deck for Marion County. Swing and a ground ball. Real throws the ball to Miller. And a good job by the Knox County defense once again. 6-3 on the putout. And that is 11 batters in a row set down by Daniela Dooley. Actually, if you go back into the first inning, it's 12 batters in a row. Dooley winds, Dooley fires. First pitch is a fastball low. And that was a ball. Tristan Holt, the batter, right-handed hitter up there. Tristan Holt, the shortstop for Marion County. And another pitch, fastball low, 2-0 is the count now. Two outs, Knox County leading by a 1-0 score. Only two hits so far for Marion County. The first four batters reached base. That's a fastball for a strike. But there were fielder's choices and ground outs mixed in there. And Marion County did get runners in second and third.
Missouri and Illinois.
In the first inning, they failed to score.
News.
On the putout, Briston Miller, the first baseman. So, after 4.5 innings of softball from Canton High School, Marion County gets no runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. That is 3, 6, 9, 12. That is 13 batters in a row set down by Daniela Dooley. And so after 4.5 innings of play, the Knox County Lady Eagles lead by a score of 1-0. Some Knox County sponsors, the Knox County Health Department, Home Health Agency, the Knox County R1 Schools, Northeast Missouri Co-op Services in Edina, and the farm shop in Edina. So Agnes Real coming to the plate. Haley Keelhole still in the game, in the circle for the Marion County Lady Mustangs. Scotland County fans are arriving there, looking forward to seeing a dandy between one of the area's best teams in North Shelby. North Shelby's won at least 15 ball games so far. Scotland County scored 19 runs against Knox County in their game at Memphis. So yeah, I look forward to a really competitive ball game coming up. Real swings, fouls the ball back. And I believe this is an 0-2 count now on Agnes Real. And speaking of good competitive softball games, you're not going to get a whole lot better than this. Swing and a foul by Real. And Agnes Real spoiling some good pitches for Knox County. Keelholt serving them up, too. Now Keelholt looks in. Delaney Strauss gives the sign. Real looking. and she strikes out. Good swing, but didn't make contact.
You can do it, Jen.
Right behind, babe. You got it.
So that's five strikeouts now for Haley Keelholz. Jen Hinkle is batting for Knox County. Hinkle grounded out to the infield, one time to the first baseman and the other time to the third baseman. So she's 0-2. Not really a lot of hits this ball game. Knox County only has four hits. I think Marion County only has two. So good job of pitching by both teams. Swing and a foul down the first baseline, foul. And I think the count is 0-2 now. So Hinkle in the hole, and the umpire calls her out. So a strikeout for Keelholz. That was a fastball. It was on the lower half, let's put it that way. But the umpire was a lot closer to it than the fans were, so it's a strikeout. And Dooley hit the ball. The pitcher knocked it down with her glove, and she made a good defensive play. It hit the glove and then bounced away from her, and Keelholz made the play on defense, throwing the ball to Drebenstedt. So, for Knox County, there are no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base, two strikeouts in the inning for Keelholz. So after five complete innings, the Knox County Lady Eagles, Briston Millers, she doubled in the second inning, scored the only run of the ball game. And the Knox County Lady Eagles leading Marion County by a 1-0 score. Some Knox County sponsors for today's game: the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark, CPA in Edina, by Cardwell Lumber Company of Edina, by the Citizens Bank of Edina, and by the Edina Sentinel. Daniela Dooley and Haley Keelholz really pitching well right now. Keelholz, the number 9 batter, will lead off for Marion County. Keelholz struck out her first time at the plate. And Knox County again talking. And the last time that Keelholz batted, she tried to bunt several times. And, of course, this is the Marion County pitcher. Now, in fast pitch, you don't see quite that much of, you know, pitchers are expected to hit in softball, unlike baseball. And good low fastball. And again, a very good, the home plate umpire has done a good job. That pitch was a strike the last inning. It was a strike this inning too, this inning as well. So a good job of consistency, which is all the players really want. The pitch was a strike. And Dooley fires a high fastball and gets a strikeout. So, Daniela Dooley has now set down 14 batters in succession. Now batting for Marion County is Carissa Kennedy, the third baseman. Kennedy 1-for-2. She singled on the first at-bat of the game and then flew out to center field the next time. Do leave Wayne to live on the corners. There's not a really good pitcher in this world throws every single pitch out of their hand to strike. And that was a low fastball. And right now, the batter has drawn a 3-0 count. So the batter, Kennedy, looking for an advantage here. Dooley winds, Dooley fires, and the pitch is low. So that is a walk. And I think that was first walk that's been issued to Marion County in this ball game. And I'm kind of looking at first walk of this game. So Delaney Strauss, bunt, third baseman, takes the ball to first. And they should have, well, if they would have thrown that ball to second base, the batter is out trying to bunt. And Kennedy moves to second base, so a sacrifice bunt. 1-3, two down. Two down. Number three batter is Riley Donath. Donath 0-2 in the ball game so far. And the first pitch gets away. It was a tough play, but the ball goes right off your glove and it doesn't go in the dirt. I had a few passed balls called on me back in the day, too, so I know exactly what it's like. Runner on third now. Walker snares in a low inside pitch. 2-0 is the count. Carissa Kennedy is on third base with two outs. Pitcher winds. She fires. Ball. High fastball to Donut. A walk and a sacrifice and a wild pitch. And that's a fastball for a strike. 3-1, I believe, is the count. So there is a base open. And she hits it right. Get her to first base, and she did. With two outs, you want to go to first base on that kind of a play. And again, Daniela Dooley, the Knox County senior, retires Donath at first base for the third out. So, in the middle of the sixth inning from the Canton District Tournament, Marion County has one runner and scores no runs and has no hits, one walk, no errors, and Knox County has not made an error in this ball game so far. So in the middle of the sixth inning, the Marion County Mustangs trail the Knox County Eagles by a score of 1-0. Some of the Knox County sponsors of this game, Hawkins Harrison Insurance, Edina, Kirksville, Cahokia, Lancaster, and Memphis. By the Knox County Dental. By the Knox County Health Department Home Health Agency in Edina. By the Knox County R1 Schools, the Northeast Co-op in Edina, and the Farm Shop in Edina. And Knox County puts the ball in play. That was Brianna Miller that hit the ball to the second baseman, Stewart. And it's thrown on to first base for the first out. Taylor Walker now batting for Knox County. Taylor Walker 0-2 in the ball game so far. Keel Holtz winds. She fires. Good pitch for a strike. Bayla Miller is on deck for Knox County. Strauss gives the sign. And the ball is hit hard into the outfield. And it's caught by the center fielder. So she put a good swing on that ball. And it went out there a ways, too. But one of the other fielders kind of got in the middle of the way where I couldn't see the actual catch. But it was caught in center field by Riley Donut. Now Bayla Miller bats with two out. Miller fouls off the first pitch. Keelholz throwing strikes here tonight. Knox County batters just have to recognize that.
Go, Bayla.
And make sure. And I think she fouled that, kind of ticked it, looked like. And 0-2 is the count. Keelholz fires. Strike three. Called third strike. So, Knox County goes down in order in the bottom of the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. And now we go to the top of the seventh inning with Knox County leading by a score of 1-0. We'll take a Misha sponsorship break. And we'll come back in a minute. This is KMEM Sports.
The score of any athletic event is generally forgotten over time, but the actions of players, coaches, and spectators leave lasting impressions. The next time you attend a high school game, think of how history will remember you. Choose good sportsmanship and help rekindle the spirit of citizenship. Remember, the lessons you teach today will help develop better citizens in our communities for tomorrow. This message has been brought to you by your friends at the Missouri State High School Activities Association and this local radio station.
Welcome back to Canton High School. Knox County is leading in the top half of the seventh inning by a score of 1-0. Of course, the some Knox County sponsors while we're waiting, the Blue Room in Edina, Bobby D. Clark CPA in Edina, the C&R Markets, Edina and Cahokia, by Cardwell Lumber Company, south of Edina, the Citizens Bank of Edina, and by the Edina Sentinel. Batting for Marion County is Abby Drebenstaff. This is the top of the seventh inning. Knox County is the home team on the scoreboard because they are the higher seed. And Daniela Dooley looking to get three outs so she can play another game in her senior year. Fastball strike. Drebenstedt got a hit in the first inning and was out in the fourth. Dooley throws the pitch right by the batter. Good hard fastball with movement. 0-2 is the count. Drebenstedt stands in from the right side. Right-handed pitcher pitching. And she hits the ball. And Knox County's first baseman makes a great play, Briston Miller. She runs into foul territory and retires the batter. Outstanding defensive play by the first baseman, Miller. So Shaylee Whetstone coming to the plate now for the Marion County Lady Mustangs, and she hits the ball and gets a single. That's what Marion County needed. They needed a base runner very badly. Now let's see what the Lady Mustangs can do to try to put a little bit of pressure on a Knox County defense that is yet to crack. Dooley winds, fires. Ball is hit to third base. She throws her out to first. Good job. Good play by Jen Hinkle. And that moved the runner. So two outs, 5-3 on the putout. And right now, Madison Stewart is the only thing standing behind Knox County. She hits at the third base. Over to first. That's a game. Knox County has defeated the Marion County Mustangs by a score of 1-0. What a terrific ball game. And I told you guys that Marion County had a really good team, and they just proved it right there. Neither one of these teams has one thing to be ashamed of in this ball game. So an outstanding softball game won by Knox County by a score of 1-0. We'll be back with some a few stats and a few comments at the end of this ball game. We'll be back in about 2 minutes. This is KMEM Sports.
At International Eye Care Center, providing you with world-class eye care isn't just about finding the right prescription or the perfect frames. It's about providing you with the opportunity to witness the moments that matter most. From watching your granddaughter's recital, to finishing your first race, or volunteering around the community, improving the lives of our patients and the community we share is a vision we've never lost sight of. Visit IEC2020.com today. IEC, world-class doctors, hometown care.
Warmer weather is just what the doctor ordered. A day on the lake is a perfect way to wash away those winter blues. As you head out to Missouri's waterways, remember to take the important things with you. Your voter safety card is required if you were born after January 1, 1984. Personal flotation devices like life jackets are a must, and sunscreen is smart. Remember to take your courtesy with you and be considerate with your wake. Have fun, and we'll see you on the water. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol and KMEM.
We all want to know and need to know what's happening in our respective communities. The Schuyler County Times will keep you in the know. The Schuyler County Times has a new website that's free to print subscribers. It has lots of pictures and info that you won't necessarily find in each week's paper. Stay up to date with what's going on in the county and surrounding area by logging into www.schuylercountytimes.com today. Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia.
Across Missouri, graduation ceremonies are being planned. These celebrations are milestones for many Missouri teenagers. This is Corporal Justin Dunn with the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Congratulations to all our graduates and enjoy your celebrations. Just remember, how you celebrate can affect the rest of your life. Say no to underage drinking. Not only is it illegal, it can cause irreparable brain damage. You have a bright future. Protect your future. Protect yourself. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.
What do you call someone who studies the weather? A climatologist. What do you call someone who evaluates investments? A financial analyst. A person who studies DNA? A geneticist. A person who owns their own business? An entrepreneur. Who researches markets? An economist. And who handles employees? An HR manager. Someone who keeps devices up to date? A software technician. Someone who does business internationally? A global trader. Someone who transfers assets from one generation to the next? An estate planner. And someone who does all these things, you call them a farmer. Because being a farmer is the one job that requires dozens of other jobs. And at Pioneer, we're proud that our job is to work with generations of American farmers in the most complex and rewarding industry on earth. So from your friends at Pioneer, thank you, farmers.
When you're looking for the best, you're looking for a custom-built Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Best price, best service, best quality. No matter what your needs, we can fill them. We've been putting up buildings for more than 40 years, so we know what it takes to get the job right. If you can dream it, we can build it. Call today at 1-800-337-5858 and talk to Don, Dick, Jason, or Andy about a Landell building from Memphis Lumber Company. Why do we want you to have the best? Because we think you're worth it. Landell Buildings from Memphis Lumber Company. See you soon.
Have you mixed your pain meds, your sleep meds, your allergy meds? Call the Poison Helpline. Has your child eaten a tube of toothpaste, a chip of paint, a wild mushroom? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you been bitten by a spider, a snake, an insect? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 49. Northeasterly winds, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. Highs level off around 58. Cloudy skies expected. Clear skies and quiet tomorrow night, 39. Upper 50s, Saturday. Upper 60s, Sunday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley on America's Best Country, 100.5 KMEM. Right now, 71.
Welcome back to Canton High School. It's a final. The Knox County Lady Eagles have played a gutty game along with Marion County. Both teams came out of here, like I said, with their heads up high. Knox County got one more run on the board. Daniela Dooley did a great job of pitching. She only had 3 strikeouts, but she only gave up 3 hits as well. And the Marion County Mustangs got blanked on 3 hits with 1 error. They had 3 different players get a base hit. Daniela Dooley pitched 7 innings, 3 strikeouts, 1 walk on 3 hits, no runs. For the Knox County Lady Eagles, Knox County scored 1 run on 4 hits and no errors. For Knox County, Daniela Dooley had 2 hits in the ball game. She was 2 out of 3. Brianna Miller had a hit, and Briston Miller had a hit. Briston Miller scored the only run of the game in the second inning on a ground ball to third base by Bailey Bowen. So the Knox County Lady Eagles survive in advance. Knox County improves to 8-15 on the season. Marion County, number 5 seed, is eliminated from the tournament. After a great effort, the Marion County Lady Mustangs finish with an 8-9 record. So here in a few minutes, we will be back with game 2 from this district. The Scotland County Lady Tigers and the North Shelby Lady Raiders will take the field in the 2-3 seed game on your sports leader in Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis. So, for producer Dave Bowen, this is David Sharp reporting from the Class 1 District 9 tournament at Canton. Knox County has won their first round game. They will survive in advance and go on to play number 1 ranked and top-seeded Canton in the district semifinals. So we'll be back in a few minutes with the North Shelby versus Scotland County game. This is KMEM Sports.